Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can
talk to
directly and help? This is Jay from National Opinion Survey. We'd just like to record your answer to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? It's not going to take that long. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Oh, gosh.
Can you share your opinion?
What?
Are you in a safe place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Okay. Does anyone in your household work? Okay, that's excellent, man. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Twice.
I'm sorry, man?
Yeah, I'm older than 18.
Okay, and you registered to vote, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote?
I vote. Now, what else you want?
So, should I record your answers as definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to vote.
Okay, excellent. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you tell me what is your age, please?
70. 70, sir.
I'm sorry, 70?
Yeah, 70.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
African American.
Thank you. Thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Okay,
how should I recall your answers? Dissatisfied, you say?
I'm satisfied, but it needs improvement in some area.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for sharing that, ma'am. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is public schools in general. To the best of your knowledge, for 0 to 100, what number should we give them?
I give it, I feel how it is.
Okay. How about Mr. Joe Biden, for 0 to 100?
I give him a 80.
Okay. And how about Black Lives Matter, for 0 to 100?
I give it a 90.
Okay. And how about public school teachers in general?
I give it 100. I'm a public school.
Excellent. And how about Donald Trump for 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. And how about critical race theory or CRT? 0 to 100?
No. Maybe 50, I don't know.
Okay. How do you feel about that idea? Zero means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And 50 means you don't feel either warm or cold. But about the idea of critical race theory, how do you feel for 0 to 100?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really
don't know. No, that's okay. There is no right or wrong answers. If you don't feel like sharing your opinion, just let me know. Okay? How about your local school board for 0 to 100?
We have a school trip. Everything broke up a couple years ago. So I did, it's not that great.
Okay, what number should we give in to your local school board? How warm and favorable your first person?
Not the best.
Understood. What number should we give him, you say?
50,
okay. How about public charter schools? Same question for 0 to 100.
Say again, how about who?
Public charter schools from 0 to 100.
Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Give me a 70.
Okay. How about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
0 to 100. How warm and favorable are your fears towards them?
I give it an 80, but it could be better.
Okay, 80. Okay, let's move forward. Thank you, ma'am.
How about that? Yeah.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I give it good because my kids go to public schools. Some of my excellent.
Okay, so I should have recorded your answer. Good or excellent?
And how about your
mind? Or just fair?
Yeah, I give it good. That's it. Some of them are.
Okay. Would you say the public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse? What's your opinion?
They're getting better.
Okay, thank you. And some people view education as means to prepare students for life. And generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do are preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, and 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, how well do public schools prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
I give 8 or 9 to my kids in public schools. I grant you.
So what number should I recall, 8 or 9?
Give them a 9.
Okay. And how well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills? 0 to 10.
9. My kids are good. 9.
And how well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills? Same question.
9.
How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
You fill in the school, I give them a 9.
And how well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world? From 0 to 10.
I give them a 9. My kids in public school, 9.
Nice. Okay. So, how well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education, like college?
Well, give them a 9.
A 9? Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience.
Yes, my kids in public school, yes.
Okay, that's great. And would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public schools education? Not enough, too much, or about right?
It depends on the school.
No, that's what I'm saying. But on your state in general, would you say that
you look at the school with the parents, it's the same because some schools, the parents support a lot, and they give you everything. Some things our parents don't.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because they're going to talk about that in the following questions. But as of right now, how should I record your answer? Now, the question is, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public schools education on your state, to the best of your knowledge? In general, not enough, too much, or about the right amount on public schools education?
Not enough.
Not enough? Okay. Not enough. Thank you. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
Yeah, I talked.
So you have, right? The answer is
yes. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
How much you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot,
okay. And as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I disagree.
Is disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
I have no question. You have to go, so I hang up.
Oh, two more minutes, so I can use the ones you already gave me. So you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students in all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Say it again.
A certain amount of politics is avoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers have the freedom. You strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I think it's something better to hold it.
So do you agree or disagree with that statement, man?
I disagree, sir. The next one.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
I don't know. Strongly. Go ahead.
Okay. How about public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect
all
the
schools should.
So do you agree strongly with that? You agree
strongly.
Okay. And it gets better, believe me. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me, ma'am, whether you strongly support, somewhat support.
I'm going to do my part.
Okay. Now, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly support that? Somewhat support? Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. How about raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements? Support or oppose that idea?
Certification.
Do you support or oppose that idea?
I support half certification.
So, support strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Keep going.
How about increasing teachers' pay? Do you support that idea? So, strongly support that idea or somewhat support?
Yeah, strongly support it.
How about teaching America's history of slavery and segregation? Support or
oppose? Yeah, I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah.
Strongly, okay.
No.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Strongly support. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum... Yeah, I'm required to read verbatim, ma'am. So for the sake of your research, you know, if you allow me just to finish the sentence. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to K-12 public schools and the curriculum? Yes, support or oppose?
Yeah.
The strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support. Yeah.
I'm going to reach you real quick some arguments. Just 1 minute, okay, man? Then we'll be done. I'm going to reach you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find a very convincing argument, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Now, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that the lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Is that argument very convincing? So what, convincing or not at all convincing? From 0 to 10, one number.
I'd give it a 6.
A 6, okay. How about last year, the American Library Association reported the attempts to censor or ban books reaching all high time. And 2022 is likely to break that record again. Now, most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that argument?
No, we should censor the book.
Zero to ten. From 0 to 10, what number should we give them? How convincing?
I'll give a six,
okay. And the last one, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging and critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as in adults? Schools is the perfect place to have conversations about these challenging topics, and teachers know how they lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that argument for 0 to 10?
I think these kids should be a part of a stupid discussion. And everything they need to know, they should learn as they can.
And this too. But what number should we give them? A 6?
7 or 6, 8.
Okay, I'm sorry, was it a 6 or 8?
You're right. 8.
Okay, thank you, man. Let's finish this up, okay? Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me, ma'am, whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals. Just tell me if you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Agree or disagree with that statement?
It depends on school.
Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Disagree.
Okay. Strongly disagree?
No. I'm excited.
Okay, let's do the last one. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and the slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Thank you, man. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, just for a statistical purpose only, the last few questions. What's the last year of a schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th
college.
Grade? College?
College.
Okay, thank you, man. And, sorry, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, disabled, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow? Thank you, ma'am. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent,
Democrat.
Or something else?
Democrat.
A strong?
Yeah.
Or not so strong?
Yeah.
A strong. Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living with you in your household?
I got five children.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your child's or children's schools? Public schools? Charter schools? Private schools?
Public schools.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I was good.
It's just a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. And I appreciate it, believe me. But just for the sake of the research, how would you describe yourself? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal. Somewhat or very? Somewhat or very liberal?
Very. I am so tight.
Okay. That last one, how often do you attend church and religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
On Sunday.
Okay. Thank you for every week, okay? And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household as a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you or anyone in your house?
Yeah.
To you or someone in your house?
My kids.
Okay. How about an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? You say you were a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that applies to you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural? Urban, okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your time, okay, and taking the time to share your opinion. This concludes the survey. Okay, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good deal.